We're approaching the end of the month, which is known as Mar Cheshvan. Why not just Cheshvan? So I saw a pshat a while back that Mar is a lashon of bitterness. That there's a sense of bitterness that we feel in Cheshvan, Mar Cheshvan, since it's a month empty of Moadim. Now one could ask, what about Chodesh Shvat? Chodesh Shvat is also empty of Moadim. Let's call it Mar Shvat. So some want to say, well, there's Tu B'Shvat. But lefi Toras Nigla, Tu B'Shvat is not really a Chag. It's more a date to be Koveya, the Rosh Hashanah for Ilanos, what year we're holding it, what year we're holding in Lagavi Maisris. Al Kopona B'Kubi, there's an idea that it's not just that Cheshvan is empty of Moadim, but that it comes on the heels of the previous month, which is packed with Moadim. Tishrei, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Sukkot, Shmini Atzeres. And then that empty month, that gives you a feeling of bitterness. Al Koponim, it could be there's another dimension to the Marirus, the feeling of bitterness in Chodesh Mar Cheshvan. And that is, Tishrei was a month of Aliyah Ruchnis that some of us might have tasted. It was a different tefillah. We took upon ourselves Kabbalah's commitments. And suddenly comes Cheshvan. We go back to the normal day-to-day schedule, which grinds us down. And our Kabbalah's, we suddenly forget. Our tefillah goes back to a regular kind of tefillah. That brings within us perhaps a feeling of bitterness, a feeling of pessimism, a feeling of negativity. Mar Cheshvan. So here's a few points to think about. I've repeated this many times, one of my favorite stories about the Chazon Ish, where someone came to him and said, you know, we do this every year. It's like playing a game, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Kabbalah's. And then, after it's all over, we go back to our regular lifestyle. Like, what's the point? And the Chazon Ish's response was that the Ribbono Shel Olam has simcha even from a temporary chizik that his children have. Even from a temporary chizik. We can take this idea a bit further. You know, kabbalos, commitments, are difficult to keep. But if we would realize the chashivas of a tiny Kabbalah. A tiny Kabbalah is not so hard to keep. When I say tiny Kabbalah, it can be tiny in several ways. Number one, let's say a person knows he has difficulty with speaking Lashon Hara. So there's a person who goes through life knowing he has that difficulty, and look, what can I do? I have an assignment, I talk. So he's in a matzav of hefker. He's sort of given up. He's a person who walks around without any type of control over his mouth. Not because he doesn't want to control. He's just given up. And then we have a person who's decided, look, it's a terrible thing to speak Lashon Hara. I do it all the time. I want to have 60 seconds a day where I am Lashon Hara free. A person might say, look, I take a nap during the day, which means I'm Lashon Hara free for more than 60 seconds. But there's a difference if it comes from a person's decision, from a person's hachlota, from a person's bechira. That comes from the muhus of the godless of man. It's a result of him taking control of his life. So that person every day tells his friends during the lunch break, sorry for 60 seconds, I'm not talking right now. Looks at his watch, counts the seconds, 56, 57, gets to 60, heaves a sigh of relief. Baruch Hashem, now I can speak Lashon Hara again. This person is a different person. He's not Hefker. There's 60 seconds of his day where he's in control of his life. He's in control of his mouth. He's a person who's on a different madriga completely. And that's a tiny Kabbalah of 60 seconds a day. You can apply this also to tefillah. Some of us, maybe most of us, have difficulty with kavana by tefillah. Our mind is like a racehorse, but a racehorse that's totally out of control. Non-stop streaming. Thoughts come in from left field. No control. A person decides, you know what? For 15 seconds, I'm going to focus on the words of the first bracha of Shmoneh Esrei. 15 seconds. I'll say the words slowly. I'll say the words clearly. I'll enunciate the words, not necessarily out loud, for 15 seconds. That might get him through the first six words. You should know the rest of that bracha will be a different bracha. He's a different person. Even though his commitment was a tiny commitment, for sach hakol six words, a total of 15 seconds. But he controlled his mind. He's a person in control. It's a different madriga completely. It's a tiny Kabbalah. And then there's another kind of tiny Kabbalah. And that is, one of the difficulties when we make commitments is how do you keep it up? Let's say I make a beautiful Kabbalah to learn every day for 5 minutes before I go to sleep. We have to remember these things. It might last 2-3 days, then you forget. But there's a concept of a one-time Kabbalah. Now, the one-time Kabbalah could be a major Kabbalah. It could be a Kabbalah, if chas v'sholom, a person has a big nisoyan to do a major avera, and he says, you know what? Today, I'm not going to do that major avera. It's a one-time Kabbalah. It could be if a person is traveling on a bus. One-time Kabbalah. For this trip, I'm going to be Shomer, whatever it is. It could be it's a person who's taking a walk to the grocery store. For this trip, not on the way back, but on the way there, I'm making a commitment to be Shomer something. So, on the one hand, it's not tiny in the sense that it's a major accomplishment. On the other hand, it's tiny because it's a one-time thing. But he can pack tremendous force when it's a one-time Kabbalah. Now, some of us will come with a kind of negative attitude and say, you know, what's the point? Sof kol sof, one-time Kabbalah, tiny Kabbalah, temporary chizik. We're failures. We're a bunch of losers, is a statement that some people like to say. So I'd like to share with you Rabbeinu Bachai. This is in Shmos, Perek Yud Beis, Pasuk Beis, where he mentions the idea that in the Torah we don't find names for the days of the week and also not for the months of the year. Where do we get names for the months of the year from? Mar Cheshvan. Where do we get these names from? So his Lashon is Umasha Anu Moitzim Shemos Lechodshei Hashanah V'heim Nisan, Iyar, Sivan, Tammuz, Av, V'chein Chulam. Hineheim Shemos Chadoshim Sholem Yibovel. Those are the names of the months that they used in Bovel. So they took those names with them when they left Bovel to go back to Eretz Yisrael by the Bayis Sheni. Why did those names stick? V'tam HaDover. Ki mitchila hayu Haya haminyan zecheli yitzias Mitzrayim. Initially, you counted the months. Zecheli yitzias Mitzrayim. So month number one was Nisan. And that's how you counted. Month two, month three, all going back in relation to Nisan, that was month number one. So there's no concept of names. Avakisha alinu mi bovel bizman ba'esheni niskayim akosuv. There was a kim of the posuk in Yirmiyah Tezayim. Pasuk Yudalit. The Pasuk says, Lachain hine yomim bo'imenu Hashem. However, Behold, days are coming, the word of Hashem. V'lo ye'omer od chai Hashem asher helu es b'nei Yisroel me'eretz Mitzrayim. It will no longer be said, as Hashem lives, who took out b'nei Yisrael from Eretz Mitzrayim. The next pasuk continues, ki'im chai Hashem asher helu es b'nei Yisroel me'eretz Tzofon. But rather, as Hashem lives, who took out b'nei Yisrael from the land of the north, u'mikol ha'aratzos asher hidichom shoma, from all the lands that he scattered them there. Vashivosim el admasam asher nasati la'avosam, I will return them to their land that I gave to their ancestors. Zakhtar Rabbeinu Bachai, al kein hutzru chalikru achadoshem b'shemos eshohayu nikroim b'bovel. Therefore they had to use the same names for the months that they used in Bovel. V'zegam kein lezikoron kishom amanu b'golos. That's a zikoron that there we were in Golos. U'misham go'alna kodesh baruch and Hashem redeemed us, took us out from there. Now it's Yadua. There was no comparison between the Bayis Sheni and Bayis Rishon. The Bayis Sheni was chaser certain crucial elements in the Beis HaMikdash. Plus the madrega of the people was a different madrega. Some of them had intermarried. So, simcha zu, mazu oisa. What's the big simcha that therefore we changed the names of the months so we'll remember that we were in Bavel and Baruch Hashem we came back to Eretz Yisrael? And Akedei Kach, the Rabbeinu Bachai says it's a kiyum of the posuk that we're not going to mention any more Yetzias Mitzrayim because we have the Yetzia from Bavel. What's the grace of Yetzia? The answer is, this is Olam Hazeh. Olam Hazeh, spiritually, we're the underdogs. And we're going to have tkufas where we're flying high. A Tishrei of Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, and Sukkot. And we're going to have tkufas which are mar cheshvin. It's empty. But we have to realize the sparks of light in that darkness, which eventually culminate with Nerus Chanukah, those sparks of light are from the small, tiny Kabbalahs that we make. And Akedei Kach, it's so choshev be'eni HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that semi-geula from Bavel, that we're always supposed to remember it, and that's why we use the name Mar Cheshvan. And also to remember that Mar Cheshvan is the reality of Olam Hazeh, and our tiny Kabbalahs are the sparks of light which eventually burst into the full flame of Nerus Chanukah.